Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The Ku Klux Klan swore in its first Oregon Klansmen in Medford in 1921. Within 2 years, the Klan claimed 35,000 members and more than 60 chapters in Oregon, as well as organizations for women, teenagers, and foreign-born Protestants. The Klan impacted the politics of Jackson County in statewide elections in 1922. A gathering in Roseburg drew approximately 2,000 masked Klansmen from southern Oregon, and hooded Klansmen marched in Ashland's 4th of July parade. A writer for the Oregon Encyclopedia said, "The overwhelming majority of members were ordinary Oregonians who represented a cross-section of their communities." The Medford Mail Tribune editorialized against the Klan, while the short-lived Medford Clarion became its mouthpiece. Historian Jeffrey Leland writes, "Increasingly implicated in murderous violence in other states and tarred with financial scandal in Oregon, the invisible empire rapidly lost ground." By 1924, the Oregon Klan had disbanded, although some local Klans lasted a few more years. Leland says the Klan's swan song in southern Oregon was in 1924, when a large contingent of Klansmen paraded down Ashland's main boulevard. An airplane carrying an electrically illuminated cross circled overhead, and the ladies of the Invisible Empire served ice cream on the city hospital's lawn. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.